Your body knows how to be healthy. I'm your host, Martha Blessing, and this is the Place to Be Free podcast, a show that is passionately devoted to illuminating the potential within you. We're shaking up and breaking up old paradigms so you can free up your mind and body to create profound well-being and a ridiculously happy and successful life. Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Place to Be Free podcast. I am your host, Martha Blessing. I am digging in today to a case study so that I can help you understand the foundation and the background in a new paradigm for healing whatever type of chronic illness or what I call dis-ease, right? Where does that name disease and illness, dis-ease, there's a dis-ease in the body. And I'm specifically talking about today a client case study that I did recently in a blind spot breakthrough session. So if you haven't listened to the podcast before, I'm a medical medium and intuitive and energy intuitive, and I help clients reprogram, repattern the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual patterns that are creating illness in the body. And so what happens in a breakthrough session, blind spot breakthrough session, is it's an intuitive session in that my gifts are being able to hone in on the exact mental, emotional, and spiritual causes of the physical illnesses. And so your body does know how to be healthy. And if it's not, it's because there is an imbalance in the energy. And really, this is what I call a psychoenergetic approach. So it's the mind, truly mind-body approach to healing. The psycho part is the subconscious mind, the unconscious mind's role that is played out in creating the illness. Okay. And so this particular session, I was speaking with a client. I've known her for many, many years. I've worked with her on and off for several years for various different ailments. She came to me for problems and concerns around cystitis, which is inflammation in the bladder, right? It's been ongoing now for 4 years. It's getting worse and worse and worse. It started out as just UTIs, as urinary tract infections, and she wanted to get to the core cause of it. Now she's got the tools, but sometimes we just get so locked into our thinking and our patterns and our programming and our fear, right? Because this is what is pretty much in the mainstream. It's all about fear. We are not taught that we actually have control over our health and well-being and our illness. And of course, in the last few years, it's only that programming has only gotten worse. I'm giving you some insights and breaking down this session about this and giving you what it looks like in a session, what it looks like to move through the idea of having control over your body, what the root core cause is, and then what is the solution? How does one go about healing? So in this particular case with this young woman, what came up in her session was, first of all, I look at having been a nurse and having been a clinical practitioner and also an Ayurvedic and an energy medicine practitioner for many, many years. That's where I start. So those are the first two pieces. So we're looking at the bladder, which is related to feelings and emotions, right? It has the water, it has the fluid element. When the bladder and the urinary tract system is functioning properly, we go to the bathroom and everything flows smoothly. So we want to ask the question, why is it not flowing smoothly? And in this idea, right, I don't focus on a diagnosis. I never encourage people, yes, go to the doctor. I'm not saying that you're not going to participate in Western medicine until you become proficient at learning how to use this approach. You will need to go to the doctor. But I do use medical terminology and looking at it from the psychoenergetic perspective. So cystitis is anything itis is an inflammation. So there's an inflammation in the bladder. If we are not able to, not necessarily feel, but if we are not able to express our emotions around any particular situation, and it could be for any number of reasons. In this particular case, the constriction of emotions, it's not that the feelings are not there. This young woman does not feel safe in really expressing those feelings and emotions. So one of the reasons why I don't actually have the clients come on with me is I feel a real sense of protection, quite honestly, for clients and their sacred healing space. Yes, I could have had her come on. We could have had a discussion, or I could have played the recordings from the session and you would get a sense of it. But I'm really, really protective. And that's part of what's so important to me is creating that safe space, especially for someone who doesn't feel safe and is having this particular situation. She has a program and a tape and a story, and I will share this about it. I am never in judgment of anybody's problems or situation. I'm sharing them with you. There is no shame. There is no judgment whatsoever around any of this. I am just giving you the information, giving you the details so that we can put all the pieces together and you can understand what might be the root cause or how this might apply to you, your life, your body, your healing, and your situation. So this young woman in particular, we're looking at what I could see energetically was that she had grief. She actually had emotions of grief stored in her pelvic area. And it shows me that it was related to her ancestors, to her maternal mother, her grandmother, to that maternal side of her ancestors. So this is likely a pattern that is repeating from her mom, her grandmom, her great grandmom. When I talk about something, like I don't see it being genetic, I see it being energetic. It's getting passed down from generation to generation as a fear, as a coping mechanism. And the healing becomes that we're going to choose to not repeat the pattern and not repeat the same story. So there is a story running underneath the surface in her subconscious, unconscious mind about feeling and being unwanted. I will put some links in the show notes to previous podcasts where I talk about this and I talk about the 5 steps that I take clients through for their healing. And first is getting to the cause. And so knowing this young woman and having worked with her before, there is still a pattern that is active in her. She's done a great job of healing. When she first came to me, she was on a lot of medications and she had high anxiety. She honestly had postpartum depression. She was moderately suicidal. And I mean, she's healed and done tremendous work. But now here is this pattern that is still stuck. You know, sometimes we have to recognize that there are layers to our healing. There are patterns that sometimes are so deeply buried. So she got through all of these other things. Now this is coming up again for healing in a different area, in a different way in the body. So the cystitis, the emotions are being constricted. And this core cause of this grief and this ancestral pattern of feeling unwanted. So she's finally reached a place with her mom. There's been a lot of turmoil over the years, and she's finally reached a place with her mom where she feels like her mom loves her and accepts her. Now, this is a grown woman who's married and has two children of her own. And it's been all of these years and all of this time where she feels like she's finally gotten into a place with her mom where her mom actually isn't. You know, her mom was very wrapped up in her own world and her own problems and just really couldn't care for her when she was a child. She's arrived in a place where she feels that she and her mom are in a good place. And so she is afraid to speak her truth. She is afraid to tell her mom how she really, truly felt. And feels she's holding back the pain, the sadness, the grief, the emotions of having felt so unloved during her childhood. It's really a case of, like, we look at the bladder and it's our way of eliminating toxins, right? The kidneys filter and we urinate and we go to the bathroom. It's literally a case of being pissed off and not being able to express it, having to hold it in, and allowing people to manipulate and control her throughout her life and also as a child. What this has done over the years is she's created a story. She had to get her safety and security and her care from her parents, who were somewhat void of feeling and caring and being caregivers to her. And so now she's left with this feeling of, well, it's my mom. I'm supposed to love her. I want her to love me. If I tell her these things, does that mean she's going to stop loving me again? This is what the subconscious mind does. This is what the ego mind, the unconscious mind does. It hooks you back into the story to try to keep you safe. So she is still plugged into the story of, I need my mom to love me, and I am not going to say or do anything that's going to stop that. I want her to love me at all costs. And so it's not allowing her to say no. It's not allowing her to stand up for herself. And it's leaving her feeling powerless and frustrated. It's not safe for her to speak up. She could become abandoned again or judged and go into a place of fear for being loved and having safety. The main picture of this is that the world is not a safe place because she grew up in a chaotic environment. This is now a story and an identity. It's running underneath the surface. We are not even aware that it's running, that it's a pattern that's running. What is the way out? The way out is to unravel the story in the subconscious mind. This is where the neuroplasticity and the psychoenergetics comes in. You create a new neural pathway. You recognize the story. You recognize that this is the identity that she has taken on. You actually get to rewrite your identity and your story. And you create this new neural pathway and this new pattern. At the same time, because it can take a little bit of time. Now, when I say it can take a little bit of time, she has been struggling with this. She's in pain now. She has frequent pain to the point of taking pain pills. She's been on numerous rounds of antibiotics. So it's escalating, right? It's not getting better. It's getting worse. She has done everything that she knows so far, but now she knows the pattern. Now she knows what's the root cause, what's going on. And she has the power to change it. It's physical, mental, emotional, energetic, spiritual, and ancestral. Now that sounds like a lot, but it really is quite simple. Here's the process. Twofold. Identifying and rewriting the story and the program. You'll hear me say time and time again, we become what we practice. She has to practice daily the new neuropathway, the new story. Could it take 6 months? It could. But she's been doing this for 4 years, this particular pattern. Prior to that, she was doing another pattern in another area of her life. So she's healed that layer. She's pulled back that layer. But the subconscious mind is still hooked into this story and this pattern of being unworthy and unlovable. And it is driving everything. It is a simple solution. It's the repatterning and the reprogramming. And at the same time, because everything is energy, she's working on doing mantras. She's working on stillness. She's working on changing and mixing up the energetic pattern in her body while she reprograms. That's the simplicity of it. It does take consistency. You do have to participate. Your body does know how to be healthy. So back in the day when she and I first met, my goodness, this is probably about 7 years ago, she used to come and plop down on my table and receive energy healing. One of the reasons why I don't do that anymore is because I was not empowering her. I was only giving her a Band-Aid in the short term. As long as she went back and didn't do anything in between times to change the pattern for herself, both in her body, the energetics, the psychoenergetics, the mental, emotional, and the physical energetic. Is this making sense? Hopefully it is. So this is the way out. This is what psychoenergetic healing is. This is how you return back to your state of your sovereign health, that your divine intelligence in your body knows how to create well-being. The good news is we've created this for ourselves. When we take 100% responsibility for it, we are the solution. We do not have to give our power away to something outside ourselves. We don't have to give our power away to the medical community, to the pharmaceuticals, to the drugs. In the interim, in the meantime, until she learns to do this, yes, if she has a problem, she needs to rely on that. I will also leave a link to the podcast that goes into the four levels of consciousness and healing. So right now with this particular issue, she's between level 3 and level 4. And so she is relying on the medicine, but she is moving her entire body and being to a state of, I know how to heal this. My body knows how to take care of this. Everything is energy. And she is doing the work. She's doing the practice. Now, for a lot of people, right, this particular situation, this cystitis, is in the bladder. A lot of people will come to me with anxiety, with other health challenges. They are aware that they are having some mental or emotional imbalances, right? They feel anxious, they feel depressed, they have other symptoms in their body, and they've been to therapy, they've been to doctors, they've been to everything, they've done it all, and they're wondering, why can't I heal? Why can't I heal? The problem with therapy, I'm not saying don't go, but it focuses on the past. This is focusing on the future. Therapy keeps you in your mind focused on the same problem, ruminating on the problem, versus actually creating a new pattern with this approach in your mind, a new pattern, a new story, a new identity. I'm not saying the things that happened didn't happen. They did. But you're reprogramming a new pattern in your subconscious mind. And by default, your body will follow. The frequency, the vibration of shame, of shutting down, of feeling unsafe is what is the driving force in her body right now. The subconscious and the ego is going, don't do this, don't do it, don't talk to mom, don't do it. It's not safe. You need her to love you. The thing is, she's an adult now. She's not a child. She doesn't need to hold that agreement any longer that she created, that if she speaks up, her mom's not going to love her. She can love herself now. She can take care of her own needs now. She can take care of everything for herself. She's not dependent on her mother any longer to provide for her needs, her love, her safety, and security. Yes, of course, it would be wonderful if they could have a co-creative, loving relationship. But with all due respect, sometimes that doesn't happen. My mom was one of those people. She was unconscious. She just was not able to create that because she was stuck in her own wounds and her own fear. But the truth is, their story and their wound has absolutely nothing to do with us. It does not mean that we are unworthy and unlovable. And so my work with this young woman is to help her excavate her true self, for her to repattern, reprogram, come into deep self-love, to see the truth about herself that is within herself, and allow these feelings and emotions to flow out again in the way that makes her feel the most safe. I hope this is helpful. I hope this adds some insight for you about how the healing process works. When you consider that something has taken 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 months is not a long time, and it doesn't have to be difficult. Healing is not hard or difficult. It just takes consistency and practice. You need someone in your corner to show you how to do it, to keep you on track, to keep you accountable when that tricky little subconscious mind wants to trip you up. That's what it will do. It is insidious. Quite honestly, I call it subconscious fuckery because that's what the subconscious mind will do. You have to be able to see it and recognize it, and or work with someone who can help you see this and move your way out of it. If you would like some guidance and assistance, I am happy to help you. Reach out to me on the website at marthablessing.com. Take the wellness quiz that's over on the website. It will pinpoint for you one of the three barriers to your well-being, which one you're stuck in. And if you need some help and guidance, again, please reach out to me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it with someone that you might also know who is looking for healing and steps to healing. And I would so greatly appreciate if you found this of value. Leave us a review over at Apple and iTunes. The more people who hear the podcast, the more people I can help, and we can become a part of the solution to igniting personal power within each and every individual that is seeking wholeness and to step into their embodiment of their well-being. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Place to Be Free podcast. And if you liked what you heard and you want to know more, go to marthablessing.com/freestuff.